Today on 5-Minute Monday, I'll teach you some best practices when it comes to your show notes. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, whenever you listen to a podcast, you often hear the host tell you something like, check the show notes, go to the show notes, or check the episode description for links. Now, the show notes is the section of your podcast episode that allows you to engage with your listeners, provide some next steps for those that are ready to take action on what they just listened to, and also persuade someone new to listen to the episode. Now, there's a lot of moving pieces here. You really have the flexibility to customize it any way that you want, but there are definitely two things I would encourage you to avoid and two things that you should focus on and keep in mind when you're putting your show notes together as a best practice sort of thing. The number one thing that you need to avoid as a podcaster is neglecting your show notes. I know how you're feeling. After you spend a bunch of time planning, recording, editing, and uploading your episode, the last thing you want to do is write a couple paragraphs in the episode description, right? You're in the home stretch. You think, oh, I'll just mail this in. But ignoring your show notes or neglecting your show notes is the equivalent of tripping just before you cross the finish line of a race. You want to finish strong, and you also want to show your listeners that you care about delivering a high-quality podcast, and you're going to show them that by investing the time necessary into making your show notes useful. Now, the other thing that you need to avoid, and I see this more often than I would like to, is people that write a full blog post in their episode description, right? So if one extreme is not putting anything in your show notes or hardly anything, the other extreme is putting too much in your show notes, right? People do not want to read a 5-paragraph essay in your episode description. And I'm using the words episode description, show notes interchangeably because people use them to describe the same thing. But people aren't going to read a 5-paragraph essay in your episode description. They don't have time for that. What they want is to find the information they're looking for and then move on with their life. And so if you put an hour into writing this awesome, well thought out, well crafted episode description, if it's too long, people won't read it. It doesn't actually help you or contribute in any meaningful way. So I'd avoid neglecting your show notes by not putting anything in there. And I would also avoid writing too much, putting too much in there, because that's not what it is really for. Which brings me to my two best practices. The number one best practice is to use formatting. All right, a majority of podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, they support HTML formatting. That means you can put paragraph breaks, bullet points, embed links, all the stuff that you need to do to make your show notes look nice. Because when your show notes are properly formatted, when it's easy to navigate within your episode description, it makes it easier for your listeners to find what they're looking for, right? Instead of combing through several paragraphs of information, they can just zip down to the list of links that you mentioned and click on the one that they're looking for. Because remember, when someone goes to your show notes, your episode description, they're going for a number of reasons. First reason, they heard you mention something in the podcast and they want to find the link. They want to learn more. They want to buy that product that you recommended. They are looking for a particular piece of information and they're going to take action on that. The other reason somebody goes to your show notes or your episode description is they're not sure that they want to devote the 30 minutes, 40 minutes, hour to listening to the full episode. And so they see the title is interesting, they're curious, they want to learn more, and they go to your show notes to see some amplifying information to see, is this something that I really want to listen to? And that brings me to best practice number two, which is to limit the episode summary, the description of your episode, to 3 sentences or fewer, right? Typically, at the beginning of your show notes, you want to include details about what the episode is about because you want to give your listeners an idea of what they can expect. You want to hit the high points, the parts of the episode that are intriguing, to create curiosity and persuade someone to click play on the episode. You don't have to write a book. 3 sentences is a good target and is enough information to get somebody over the hump. And then below your episode summary, you'll include any links that you mention and your standard calls to action like subscribe to the podcast, join my email list, follow me on social, and other things like that. Well, that is it for today. If you are new here, make sure to subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.